scared me more than January 6th. Dem Rep recalls violent Palestine protest at DNC HQ. By Olivia Rondo on November 16, 2023. Democratic National Committee, DNC, members are reeling from the violent pro-Palestine protest that took place at their headquarters Wednesday, with one congressional representative saying it scared them more than January 6. Republicans loudly condemned the mob that descended upon the DNC's Washington, D.C. headquarters and clashed with law enforcement in an effort to push for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Footage from the incident shows the protesters getting physical with police in front of the building. The Capitol Police Department announced on X at the time that they were working to keep back approximately 150 people who were illegally and violently protesting. Lawmakers were evacuated from the headquarters and U.S. House office buildings were locked down due to the event, with one Democrat lawmaker telling Axios it scared me more than January 6th, recounting that they were about to leave and return to the Capitol when police told them not to exit. Someone sent out word for people to come back, and police said it's not safe, the lawmaker said. Police were wearing gas masks, this was not peaceful. Six officers were treated for injuries ranging from minor cuts to being pepper sprayed to being punched, and one protester was arrested for assaulting an officer, Capitol Police said after things were gotten under control. To the protesters, please don't do something irresponsible. Representative Sean Casten, DEL, who was also at the DNC at the time of the protest, said in a post on X. Casten said that illegally protesting at a heavily guarded building filled with members of Congress is putting you and other innocent people at risk, because officers did not know the protesters' intent. They knew only that members of Congress were inside, could not leave, and that protesters would not let police through, he said. Forcing police to guess intent is irresponsible and dangerous.